This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A tax on pop will not be coming to a grocery store near you, at least not just yet. At last night's regular meeting, the Bethel City Council moved to postpone the final vote on the proposed sugar-sweetened beverage tax indefinitely. This postponement effectively kills the ordinance unless a council member wishes to resurrect it in a future meeting. The motion to postpone the vote passed 6-1. The only council member who wanted a final vote was Perry Barr, the council's most outspoken opponent of the tax. Bethel City Council has heard nearly 8 hours of public testimony at meetings this month on the proposal, and many council members reported being approached or called by constituents on the issue outside of meetings. So far, no council member has expressed interest in taking the tax back up again, although council member Alyssa Leary said she hoped the city can find another way to fund public recreational projects in the future. Moving upriver to Tooloksack, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation installed a specialty water filtration system in the Tooloksack School. It said it could provide enough drinking water for the entire community, but soon the system was only being used by the school. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has the story.
After a fire destroyed Tooloksack's source of drinking water back in January, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation got to work. It sent a team to the community to build new water systems. The team got a water system up and running by mid-February with basic filtration. It was intended to provide water for things like cleaning and laundry. A couple weeks after that, the workers set up another system with extra filtration to provide even cleaner water, this one intended for drinking. A reverse osmosis system. But up until mid-April, most folks in Tooloksack didn't get to drink the water from the second system. It's located in the school kitchen, but only staff are allowed in the kitchen. Tooloksack principal Douglas Bushy said it's a health hazard to let community members go in and out. Plus, he wanted to avoid distractions.
We didn't want people just showing up during the school day and interrupting the learning environment.
And the tribe says it didn't have the workers to staff the reverse osmosis system after hours. So the community kept drinking water from the other system, the less filtered one. Community members could also get donated bottled water from the tribal office, although the supply was starting to dwindle. So the reverse osmosis water, the extra filtered water, ended up being used for the school, including for school lunches, which are also occasionally provided to the community's elders. And teachers who live in teacher housing could access it 24/7. Those teachers mostly come from outside the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In a community that is more than 90% Alaska Native, the cleanest water was accessible most consistently to non-natives. Tooloksack elder Alina Gregory, who is Alaska Native, didn't know about the specialized reverse osmosis system. She didn't know that there was one system reserved for community members and another, more filtered system for school use. She found out in early April, more than a month after it had been installed. Here's what she said during lunch with the principal and KYUK. She starts laughing as she talks.
You are trying to poison the community while you guys drink the good water.
She says, you're trying to poison the community while you drink the good water. Gregory also said the community is treated like natives who can drink anything.
That's how we feel.
Principal Bushy responded that he needed to keep the cleaner water available for school lunches and teacher use so the school can stay open. Once the approximately 200-gallon reverse osmosis holding tank is depleted, it takes 4 to 6 hours to refill. The tribe was okay with this arrangement. Here's Councilmember Christina Poca.
It's actually a good thing because we don't have to worry about school closing down.
Nopoka was concerned that if the school didn't have enough reverse osmosis water, too many teachers would leave and it would have to shut down. But YKHC says the system makes enough water for the entire community. The school was also concerned that teachers would leave after losing their running water when the water plant burned down. Most stayed, except for 4 teachers that the district evacuated. All but one have returned. For a while, teachers used honey buckets. Elder Alina Gregory said after that, the non-native teachers better understood the rest of the community.
I was so very happy that teachers got to experience that.
Before the fire, teacher houses were the only homes in the village on running water. YKHC says the whole reason the specialized system is in the school is because the school was equipped with the proper drainage. It says it could be reinstalled elsewhere if needed. YKHC learned during an interview with KYUK in mid-April that the reverse osmosis system was not open for public use. YKHC called the school and the tribe the next day. The school then opened the reverse osmosis system to community members. Now, each day, residents can come to the school for 2 hours in the evening and get up to 5 gallons of reverse osmosis water. Principal Bushy has volunteered to staff the system.
Because I'm usually here anyways.
Bushy adds that he didn't know the community was meant to have access to the system until the call with YKHC.
It was never shared with me until later on.
But in just a couple weeks, on May 12th, the school will close. Bushy will be retiring from his job and leaving Tuluksak shortly after. The tribe says it is not sure yet what it will do to continue making the water available. Reporting from Tuluksak, I'm Olivia Eberts.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.